It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for March 3rd.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Today's word is accentuate, spelled A-C-C-E-N-T-U-A-T-E. Accentuate is a verb. It means to make something more noticeable. Here's the word used in a sentence from Pitchfork by Harmony Holiday. With a tunnel of light haloing her from the outside, Brittany Parks is dressed like a 90s vixen in baggy jeans and an understated crop top, hair down past her waist, with perfect accessories that accentuate her shine. When you accentuate something, you put an accent or emphasis on it. There's no need to stress out if you don't know the word's history, though. Its journey into the English language was very straightforward. It comes from the Latin word accentus, meaning accent, which itself comes in part from cantus, meaning song. And since the early 18th century, its meanings haven't changed much. The word was initially used as a synonym of the verb accent, to mean to pronounce with greater stress or force, which is a small leap from today's meaning of to make something more noticeable, to emphasize. One excellent way to remember not only how to pronounce accentuate, but also its etymological connection to song is the classic and helpfully titled tune Accentuate the Positive by Harold Arlen and Johnny Mercer, which has been performed by such luminaries as Dinah Washington, Sam Cooke, and Bing Crosby and the Andrews Sisters. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.